Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hi, Jeremiah. I am calling on behalf of the owner of my company to talk to you guys about a small business loan between $50,000 and $100,000.
Okay. Do you happen to have that 16-digit reservation code that we sent to you guys? Okay. What is that?
It's 2411.
Mm-hmm.
0401.
Okay.
0009.
Okay.
5171.
Okay, and then I know you're calling me from a 916 number. Is that a good number to call you back on just in case we get disconnected? Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And what's your name?
Colleen.
Colleen. Okay. And you're calling on behalf of, what's the business owner's name?
Bruce Brisson.
Okay, Bruce. All right, let me pull this up. It's owner. And I have the business name as CVTL, is that correct?
Yeah, that's the abbreviated. Can't talk.
abbreviated. Got it. Okay. I knew what you were trying to say. It's almost Friday, so acceptable.
It's Friday for me, man.
Oh, well then, that makes all the sense in the world.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see here. Are you guys still at the 4130 Citrus Avenue, number 5 in Rockland, California?
Yes.
Where is Rockland?
It's actually Suite 9 and 5.
Suite 9 and 5, okay. Yeah, where's Rockland at?
We're northeast of Sacramento, California.
Oh, wow, okay. You're up there. Got
we
it.
Are.
Okay.
Where are you at?
We are in San Diego, California, so we're down there.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes,
I'm
it is.
I'm from Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm
when'd you
looking
move?
Forward, huh?
When'd you move up there?
94 after the Northridge earthquake.
Oh, so you felt that and you were like, I'm out of here.
Oh, forget yeah. We had holes in our wall where we could see outside.
Oh, my God.
And our
gosh.
House fell off the foundation so the kitchen slanted downwards.
I remember that earthquake. It was crazy.
Oh, my God. I drank a lot of wine during that time. Just to pass out and go to sleep.
Oh, man. I bet that was traumatizing for sure.
Yeah. So
okay.
I live up here now.
Oh, well, good for you. So why don't you tell me a little bit about, I know you said you're looking between 50 to 100. What are you guys going to be using the funds for?
For a new product line that we're getting ready to release.
Okay. What is it exactly that you guys do?
Well, we manufacture high-end audio and video cables.
Okay.
For home entertainment, recording studios, stage, just a lot of that kind of stuff.
So you guys like compete with like Monster cables?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't work.
You do know your stuff.
Yeah.
In fact, Bruce used to work. I think Bruce. I don't know the whole story, but I think Bruce used to work for Monster, and then he branched on out on his own, and he has his own patents for our cables.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So he kind of learned the ropes, and then he's like, "I could do this."
Oh, yeah, kinda... well, he's the engineer. Yeah. Oh,
that makes sense. Okay, right on. So all the money's going to go straight towards the product line itself.
Product. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you guys like in the process of creating it, or you just need to pay for the manufacture of the product? Where are you at in that?
Well, I would have to ask Bruce that question.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm the controller, so I don't get involved in that kind of stuff.
Got it. Okay, you do the numbers. Well, let me ask you this. How long have you guys been in business for?
Since 1988.
1988. And Bruce is 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year we did, I think, like $3.2 million.
Okay, 3 points. And this year, are you guys trending up, down, or flat?
Down a little bit, and that's why we're coming out with these new products.
Got it.
Because we're going to kind of retire our other products.
Okay.
Yeah, he's come up with new and improved stuff. But
cool. How do you guys sell your product? Is it mainly online, or are you in like Best Buys? And
no, we have distributors overseas.
Oh,
okay. And then we have dealers in the United States.
Okay. Very cool. All right. So how would you rate Bruce's credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, good.
Okay. And have you guys gone to like a local bank there to see if you can get the funding that way?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. So you just kind of got our flyer and kind of just said, hey.
Yeah, I thought we'd check it out.
Absolutely. Okay. So with looking for the 50 to 100K, that's definitely not going to be the problem just because it's based on your guys' volume of sales and how long you've been in business. And those are like the main factors. And I'm basing off of that his credit is pretty good. I don't see that being a problem at all. What type of term were you guys looking for?
Wow. I don't know, because, like, what are your terms?
So, with working capital, we tend to go a little bit on the shorter term. We do anywhere between 6 months to 36 months. So, it just depends on what
more on the end of the 36 months.
36 months. Okay.
Maybe even a little less than that, but
okay.
Definitely
but
not
longer
the
term. Okay. Mm-hmm. Longer term. Yeah. Okay. So our process is actually pretty simple. It's just a one-page application along with a short list of docs that I would need, like bank statements and a tax return. How soon are you guys looking to bring the capital on?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
So, like, it's 3:20. I could actually, if you send me an email, I could return that email to you with the stuff that you need. Or I could have it overnighted.
That's perfect.
And I would have it overnighted only because our bank statements are thick, because they give copies of all the checks and stuff.
Oh, you know what? Can you do it electronically?
I would try, except for I don't know how many months you're going to ask for.
I'm going to need 6 months, and I don't need the checks. So I just need
though, like a bank statement says page one of whatever, and like the last 6 or 7 pages are checks, I could just send you the bank statement that shows the activity.
So you're going to send me every page except for the pages where it starts to show the checks.
Right.
So yeah, every page.
Would that be okay?
That'd be perfect. We don't need to see all the checks. We just need to see like the summaries, the daily average, all those little sections they have in the statements. Just we don't need to see the checks itself.
Okay.
So I'll need.
Yeah, why don't you send me an email of everything you need, and then I'll let them know that I talked to you and that this is what you're requesting, and then I can work, because I actually have copies of all that. I just have to get the newer information and then shoot it over to you electronically.
Perfect. What's a good email for me to shoot you an email to?
It's C as in Colleen.
Mm-hmm.
Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y.
Okay.
At MIT Cables.
MITcables.com. .com. Okay, so I got...
And what was your name again?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
And I'm going to give you my direct line in case you have any questions. Let me know when you're
ready. Okay, go ahead.
It's 858
909
8867.
Okay.
Okay, so
if
you have any questions...
Yeah.
You let me know, but I'll send you this email in about 5 minutes. I got C. Lacey, that's L-A-C-E-Y at MITcables.com.
Correct.
Okay. Give me about 5 minutes there, Colleen, and then I will send that over to you, and I'll look out for your response shortly.
Great. Sounds good, Jeremiah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.